For it's by the excellence of your Ru'ah, Yahweh, that we enter into the bayit of our Most High One. As we bow down in obeisance unto you, in perfect obedience, with submission unto you, our Abba, we come in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, and the hope for the remnant of your election. And as we prepare our minds, we prepare our levim in preparation on this Shabbaton before our Abba, to come before you, to worship you. And we make ready our minds, our lev, to worship you in Ru'ah and in your Imhat. So we prepare at the certain sound of the shofar. We prepare ourselves to worship you. We do pray that you pour out the power of your Ru'ah in the midst of Israel today, as they are gathered throughout the spans of this nation, those that are just coming into the Shabbat in other parts of the world. We do pray that your strength and your power will rest mightily upon Israel, that your mishpatim and cleansing, your purging of all transgressions and sins that defile the mind of Israel, they began to form their own laws that are governed by their own greeds, their covetousness, concupiscence, their lasciviousness, but that they will walk in the power and the revelation of your Torah, the revealed power and testimony, Yahshua HaMashiach. And so we bow to you, our precious Abba. For we know that you are the Most High One, and your throne is one that is excellent. You see our sins. You see every transgression. You see the corruption, you see the defiling of ourselves with things that we ought not to participate in nor touch. So we ask you by the power of Yahshua that the cleansing arm, the blood of Yahshua would cleanse us, wash away the sin guilt and the sin consciousness, the mind that defy you, that deliberate spirit that abandons the Torah, the statutes, the ordinance of our Abba. Help us, Almighty Yahweh. We do not come before you with tefillah in pretense. We will not tefillah like the scribes and Pharisees, but we will pray, cry out earnestly from the inward parts. We are not praying to be seen of man, and that it is perceived by man according to a strip. We pray from the inward parts. We lay out our inward parts unto you, Yah. What is in the inward core of our love, cleanse us. For we know that we are a children that needs your cleansing. We know that we are a people that need your constant purging. So purge us, I pray. We offer unto you oblations of hands raised. And we cry, Tota, Tota unto Yah. Yoda, Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the sincerity of this devotion unto you, Yah, that our minds, as we cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the standards of your Torah, we cast it down to the side of hell. We plead the blood of HaMashiach, Give us stability in our minds today. Give us that consciousness of HaMashiach, that we will do all things to please you. Help us, Almighty Abba, for we need you, Yah. Bless those that will be listening by live stream today and join in with us from various parts of the United States and different parts of the world. We pray that you will strengthen them and cause the power of your Ruach to fill their homes, their sitting place, the presence of Yahshua in the midst, that they will know that where two or three are gathered in the name of Almighty Yahweh, that the witness of the testimony of Yahshua is in the midst. So we pray for them. Keep them, I pray, as you keep Israel. We pray for the Shalom, and we bless Jerusalem. For we shall prosper, because we believe the words of the Nabi, spoken by the inspiration of our Abba. So guide us as we come before you with the Tehillim, songs of your greatness and your mighty power in Yahshua. We barak you this day. We told Yah for all things. Yisrael cried hallelujah. 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 Come on and lift your hands up to Yah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and lift your hands.
Glory
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah. Soda.
Well, this is the day that Yah has made, and I, we declare, I shall rejoice, and I shall shimcha. I shall rejoice in this day. And he declared that my love shall be exceedingly glad. So I am glad that I may enter into the presence of my Abba, that he may give us shofat, rest in the Ruah today, that we may delight in the bountiful breads of the table that he has prepared for Israel. And we shall eat today our Abba. We shall eat in the name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. Receive our offering unto you. With our hands raised, we cry, Toda, for the offering of Toda unto you, Yah. Yada, Yah. And may your presence be sensed by the power of your truth as it is revealed unto us, that we may all receive it with gladness of love, and rejoice in the promise of Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel. And the bride of Israel cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yivarat, Yikach. May the blessings of Yah in Yahshua fill your home. Yah barak you. You may be seated. What a great wonder it is today to know the power of his liberty, for whom the revealed power of Torah in Yahshua, those that are made free by the revelation of that truth, they are free indeed. They are not bound by the circumstances. They certainly are not bound by the ritualism of false worship of pretense today. And it is full of pretense. When Yah tells us to make a joyful noise, he means what he says. He is either a false illusion, or he is all authoritative in his commands unto Israel. And when you find a people that cannot obey Yah in the simplicity of his truth, you find a demented, distorted mindset. And to hell with their religious practices. It means nothing. Their formality and their forms, they have no power at all. Because it never produces the essence of the power of our Abba. And that is the living witness of Yeshua. The living power of that witness and truth in that individual. We have a very religious conscience today. Mindset that is consumed with religiosity. It's a mindset of pretense, and there is a reason. I will delve into the depths of that. But there is a reason that there is pretense. It is one thing that David said. He said, "Yeah, I will love your Torah, and I will despise all vain things. I detest everything that is full of emptiness. It has no strength to reveal unto me the essence of your power. To reveal unto me the purpose of your calling, that I may take great pleasure in your commands." This is a generation that has no delight in the commands of Yah. It takes delight in the tradition of men that deceives them and removes them away from the simplicity of truth. And the truth is simple. It is not complex. It is a simple thing. And because of this corruption of man, because of their own deeds that are full of vanity, they're empty. This is one of the most empty generations upon the face of the earth. Yah's not going to save this damnable America. He's not going to save India or the land that we call Palestine or Israel. He's going to save the house of Israel. That's who he's going to save. And so men, they look for doctrines or things that favor them today. If it's not according to my soothing, then it is too radical. Well, HaMashiach was radical. That's why he came and debunked their mystifying doctrines of hell. And it been based upon the corruption of their own damnable flesh. This stuff will damn you, will damn the very strength of the truth of Yah. Bring it under subjection unto a law that is corrupt and vile. Because every man has a perception of what is right. It's according to his own mandate that his stipulations, what he believes in, that is the proper path. But Yah has set a way plainly before us. And there is only a way unto him. And that is through the revealed power of Yeshua HaMashiach. And the true thing today, he is not revealed unto this generation. He wasn't even revealed into Israel. Even when he went to Gadara and the Shulishims, the demonic powers cried out, "Why have you come to torment us before our time?" He said, "Hold your peace, shut up. You're not going to introduce this entrance of me. You be quiet." Because if those wicked folks had known that he was the living power of the Torah of Yah, they would have never compelled him or impelled him or destroyed him on that stake. And they did not know. And it is so in this generation, they do not know. They have a false knowledge that is full of illusions and delusion. And the reason you know that, because they cannot obey the truth, the imat of Yah. It all begins in the Bereshit of things. It is his truth. And the enemy, he knows the corruption of flesh. He knows the desire and the pollution of flesh. Everything in our training, our parents have left our training to the world. They've given us over unto these vile creatures of hell. Our teachers, those that labor on us, our doctors, those that practice their witchcraft on us, our minds. You give your children over unto these damnable powers of soothsaying and magical power, the televisions and their radios, this musical indoctrination of darkness. You wonder why their minds are twisted. It is a generation that despise Yah. It is a generation that has disdain for Almighty Yahweh. There is no affection or hava for Him. Listen, you can have all the ritualism you want and the piety, your self-righteousness, and I can elaborate on things in such a very soothing way. But he tells me to call out. And he tells me to spare not. And I will cry aloud. I will make known the truth of my Abba. For his truth is excellent. And it produces an excellent fruit. The reason there is so much deformity among us and dysfunctionality is because we're eating from the wrong tree. We must eat from the tree of life. And HaMashiach is that tree. The reason that our minds are so inundated with polluted thoughts, because we love the tables of darkness. We love the putrefied, pukish garbage. We love things that gives us discomfort to our flesh. And everything that Yah says, His word is sharp and it is most powerful than any two-edged sword, and is meant to cut. And He intends to cut. And when you are not cut, you are hearing a pseudo-type message. And that is the truth. But how much you spoke, they were cut to their lips. They said, can't bear this. And they sought ways to destroy Him. And to reduce Him from the place that Yah had ordained Him and elevated them. So people today, they love this rituality. They love things that they can sit in their adulterous crop activities. And they do not sense the mishpatim of Yah. They do not sense you're judging them. They can allow their idolatry practices to irritate their minds in the midst of Yah's bayats. And there is no conviction at all or no condemnation. I'm here to tell you that He is going to condemn this wicked generation. It is one that is lawless. It has no Torah of life. The law of this generation is one of death. You do not believe it, just look at the world. That's why He tells Israel, don't touch the world. Do not be a partaker of the world. Come out from this Yezebel, this spirit of seduction. And she does seduce us, doesn't she? Her lifestyle, her greed, her covetousness, we're seduced by that. Yah commands us to set our eyes, our affection, our spiritual delight on the things that are above, that far exceeds the plateaus of this worldly system, because it is corrupt. We that have this written Torah, Israel, in them, they take great delight and obey in the mitzvah, the statutes, the instructions of Almighty Yah. But there is something that has inhibited us, that caused our growth to be stunted, to cause this dysfunctional mindset. We are juvenile, we are immature. We don't walk in the fullness of the statutes of Yahweh. Now you that are hubris, you think that you possess the essentials. Well, you will know by the power of the fruit that bear from you. We shall be known by the fruit that emanates from us. And what comes out. And I'm here to tell you, you can never get luscious, productive fruit from a fruit tree unless you purge it. And it must be cut. It must be cut hard. You look at the structure that you say, don't cut no more limbs because nothing is going to grow. But you cannot bruise it. The more you cut it, the more luscious the fruit are. Because it doesn't give time for the little small immature fruit to produce. And so all of the nutrients of that tree that it absorbs goes into the few. And so it is with Yah. Few. F-E-W. Few there be that find the way that leads unto the path of His love. Few there be. And we can see the example throughout Scripture. That's why it is given unto us, the examples in Scripture, that we may learn to be obedient unto Almighty Yah. And He has written in the love of Israel a standard. And HaMashiach came to give life to that. The Ruah of Yah comes, it comes to give life to that standard. It is one thing that the Mizpah, the standards of Yah, did and still does today. It brings judgment. We need that. We need that. You cannot look at your orchard or fruit trees and not pay attention to what is needed. You can tell when there is blight on the tree. You can tell when there's a foreign bug that you've never seen. And you must expediently eradicate or destroy that life on the tree that will destroy it. You must. You must take precise actions. And Yah sees the blight upon us. He sees our minds, they're so vile and so unclean. We're given unto every kind of tradition but the word of Yah. And so he must take appropriate actions when he sees that. And so he sends or he raises up among us a man that will have strength. He will have some balance of Yah. And he will have a sense of maturity. We despise that today. Because we are weak and effeminate men, we want those that are weak and have no balance among us. I love strong men. And I have a thing for men. I have a man's thing. A thing for men. Hallelujah. For the strength of a man gives strength unto another man. Hallelujah. The old proverb, people of the same color or the same desire, birds of the same feather, they flock together. It doesn't change. Hallelujah. I want to express something to us today out of the book. Yah says that our failures, we continue to fall. We are brought constantly subjected to the same spirit. The powers that be, and the spirit of your mind that opposes Yah's disciplines. You can never raise a mature individual without discipline. You must be. It was one thing I say today when I was in the military. We had disciplinarians, and we were soldiers. We may have been hoodlums when we went in, but I tell you that process of time developed us into warriors. That's what we were. And those that were weak and shallow, they fell out during the process of the graduation. They did not maturate, or they did not mature during the process of time. So you can sense their weakness. They cannot run the 5, 7, 8, 10 miles. They cannot do 50, 100, 200 push-ups. They cannot do 60 sit-ups and things like that. They were weak. And their weakness began to speak to their minds. And once the weakness began to speak to their minds, they began to complain. They did not try to summon themselves with men that were of fervor and strength, that they associated with those that were weak like them that were complaining as well. So is the mindset of this generation. When Yah speaks to one and shows one their corruption, their damnable, vile ways, then they certainly seek out those that will share with them of that same weakness. And you will find a constitution or a strength developed among them, which is not a strength. It is simply a false illusion. And you will find them appeasing each other in their own corruption. There is no judgment among them. So it is with the people of Yah, no judgment. Don't judge me. Well, I am a spiritual man. He that is spiritual judge all things. And he is not condemned of any man. And so I judge with the same judgment I mete out or I measure to you. I don't mind you judging me with that. The matter of factly, please be a little more intense with your judgment. Hallelujah. Because it cannot destroy me. It cannot destroy the purpose of Yah in me. If anything, it elevates it. What judgment does, it destroys the corruption of the flesh. And these whole houses today are without it. I don't care what kind you go to. They're without it. Hallelujah. They're without it. No mishpatim. And every kind of vow, spirit there is, yishadim, demon, devils, have inhabited that house. For I know where the seed of Shaitan is as well. And the mind of this generation, because it controls it. I want to be God in Tehillim, Psalms, that we declare unto us. But there is a main focus that I do want to deal with today. And I do pray that spiritually conscious, that you are aware and you are able to hear. And I we demand that he was the apple of the eye of Yah. And so is Yisrael today. The true seed of Yisrael. I know that when they came out of Misraim, that there were those that were pretenders in the midst of them. There were those that were of falsehood and deceit. So it is today. You find those in the midst of the assembly of Yah, their intentions are not pure, their desire is corrupt, and they have no fervent desire for the things of Almighty Yahweh. And David cries out in Tehillim 119, verse 118, he says unto Yah as he prays, as his tefillah resonate into Hashemayim. He says unto Yahweh, you, he declares, you have trodden down. Yahweh has shalah. He has brought down, he has rejected. He has despised, he has trodden down all, not some, not partial, but kol. He has trodden down all that go astray, shagag. He has trodden down all that go astray from his statutes. And the reason they go astray, and the reason he trodden them down, we can see the examples in the Torah. When sin was in the camp, it had to be eradicated. Scripture tells us a heretic, after the first and second admonition, you reject that vile thing of hell. And because people are concerned with numerics, they're concerned with numbers, they allow these vile creatures and these unstable, vile men and women of hell to run rapidly and have liberties and freedoms to do their things. I'm here to tell you, when the true word of Yah is espoused, and when the fire of his fervor burns in the midst of that assembly, it will destroy everything, even that which is in the outer camps. And what we have today is a diluted word. We have things that are based upon traditions and emotions. To the mind of Yah, he comes in, he watches the moods of the people, and his mood is expressed in how he expressed the word of Yah. If it's somber, so he speaks in a somber way. Well, how are you all today? This effeminate spirit. I do not believe that Yahshua spoke like that. Even when he spoke, they heard him. 5,000, he speaks like that. Yet they heard him. And yet not with the assistance of this that I possess. For he spoke as no man spoke. His voice thundered. When Yah spoke, his voice thundered from Hashemayim. And so the spirit today has reduced this men down to this effeminate type of a presentation. Sure it does. When a man has the authority of Yah, people understands that. And they know it. Well, you think because of your vociferous? No, it has nothing to do with that. You see, I'm vociferous because of what's in me. And I express it that way because it burns like a fire. If there was a fire in this place, you would not say, Mother, you need to get out. You would not say it that way. And there's a fire in this place. So I'm letting you know that there's fire in the bayad. Hallelujah. When there's a fire, you cry, whoa! fire. That's what you do. Hallelujah. So the fireman cannot express to his compadre, fire. No, he tells him, kill that end. That's how he does it. Hallelujah. What a mother, what a Ima Avot says to the child, stop, stop, little girl. It means nothing. When she says stop, the child understands the command in that voice. And so they have reduced the power of Yah down. I'm telling you. That's why the Assyrians said they are full of every kind of hellish practice. That's damnable. When those things were found in Israel, they were cast out. Parents would bring their rebellious sons, their daughters. They would declare that they are glutton. They're rebellious. They would take them to the elders. The elders would stone them to hell. Take them to the gate of the city. Cast them out. Stone them. And the thing resulted from that was fear overtook Israel. And the young ones began to search their lives and search their minds. What they allow today, that son producing babies like a dog, the daughter in a whoredom, her sins, her vile nature. Let this damnable thing corrupt the minds of many. Yah's not looking for a whore. He's looking for a wife. You can find a whore dime a dozen. He's looking for a wife. Well, preacher, just have a boyfriend. You're still a whore. Inside, outside of the parameter of marriage, you're a whore. Well, that is so crude, I know. It is the truth, though. You're committing fornication. There is a, quote, God in you, unquote. It is not the Ru'ah of Yah, for the Ru'ah of Yah. The fidelity is unto Him. And one loves Him. Hallelujah. That's all right. You just get quiet. It makes no difference. Preacher's going to press on. He has a mandate. Do you understand? And He is prepared for the battle. For He has filled Himself this morning with the fluids of Yah. The Ru'ah. Don't need no Java. Just need the imat of Yah in me. He has trodden down, not some, all them that go astray from His statutes, His hook. He has, it's an amazing expression of that, isn't it? His statutes ought to hook us, hook. He has trodden them down, and the reason why, listen, for their deceit, for their lies, for their toma, their lies, their corruption, is falsehood. It is the spirit of shamans. It is the sham. And their own deceit. Now that is what I want you to understand today. That the falsehood of this generation. It is one of shamanism. And so the shamans stand before the people today, and they seduce them and they lull them into this kind of, in this mindset of this conscience where everything is alright. Yah has trodden down. He has rejected. He has trodden down everyone that goes astray from His statutes, His hook. He has trodden them down. He has brought them down. He has not changed. And He does not change. It is a terrible, it is a fearful, it is a frightful thing to fall into the hands of the living Abba. He is not this dead, damnable thing you call God. He is a living creator. He is the Most High. He is not the God of this world. It is Shaitan. That is His identity. You know He tried to deceive man with that. With that descriptive title. He said, the day that you disobey Yah, the day that you defy the Torah of Yah, you'll become as God, knowing the difference between Tov and Rath. And so today you have this little generation of what they call, quote, gods. And they are not the sons of Israel. They're not the seed of Israel. And Yahweh is not identified by that superlative or that title. His name is His Excellence. He is Yahweh Almighty. For He is the Abba of Israel. The generics of that, everyone has a God. The Muslims, Allah Akbar, their God is a dog. Those of Judaism, they have their God. Christianity, the Baptist God is different than the Methodist God. And the Methodist God is different than the Pentecost. The black God different than the white God. The hypocrite God different than the one that is false. Sure it is. You can sit here like hypocrites all you want to, it's still the truth. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. The bourgeois, their God is different than the faggots' gods. He is the Most High. And His name is enough. That is His excellence. He has trodden down all, not a few, all, the whole, inclusive. He has trodden them down. That have gone astray. The reason why they go astray from His statutes. The reason why is because of the deceit. And they walk in falsehood. They walk in the sham. They are shammers. They are shamans. And basically, the expression that you will know, they are hypocrites. And Hamashiach deals with that ruah. He deals with the spirit of hypocrisy. It is one of the most defiled spirits there is. It has a false pretense. It is not one of sincerity. It is not devoted unto Yahweh at all. It is devoted unto rituals and traditions, actions and ways that never produce anything at all. Yahweh doesn't care about your little ritualism. All these things were metaphors, or they were examples unto the coming of Yahshua HaMashiach. I want to read from the book. Jehu says to Timothy, I want to go back to Tehillim, but I want to move a little farther, right? He says here, because I want to lay the cornerstone of what I shall express by the Ruah unto Israel today. He says in 1 Timothy, as he speaks unto his beloved, those that the departing of those from the Emunah of Yah, he says, is already has begun. And we see that today. There's very few that have the Emunah of Yah. So he says unto him, to reassure him in Timothy, chapter 4, verse 1. He says, he did not say, I speak, but he says, now the Ruah speaks expressively, with purpose. It speaks with a command. It speaks unto your love, Timotheus. It speaks unto the written, revealed truths that are in you. And it speaks expressively that in the latter time, in the end times, some shall depart from the Emunah. And you will know that they will depart. They will be giving heed to seducing spirits. And they will also be given heed unto doctrines of devils, of shadims. They will be given, they will be taking heed unto this shaman spirit today. At this generation, it loves the doctrines of devils. You will know that it is a doctrine of demonic power because it gives this great exaltation to flesh and fleshly preparation. And that's all it does. And these whole houses, they will spend every dime to look like a Jezebel. The men will dress effeminate. Their hands are sulfur than a baby's butt. Yah says to the man, I want you to sweat. The sweat of your briars. You're going to earn the living. It is something about that sweat, what it produces from a man. His conscience, his thoughts. Hallelujah. And so we have these doctrines of hell. And they have erupted from every corridor. From those that call themselves Jews. From those that call themselves the Hebrew Israelites. Whether they are the dark-skinned nature or the ones that are the cream-skinned nature. And believe me, I hear from them all. And they are corrupt. They have evolved from their own rebelliousness and lies and their own falsehood, these doctrines. Everything that says Israel, it doesn't mean it's Israel. It's one thing that Yah shows us by example. He constantly purged Israel. We need men today that profoundly will speak to Israel and keep the conscience pure and not seared. Not a conscience that has been seared with the corrupted of sin and vileness. To hell with your little rituals and your little practices and all of your little gala activities. It means nothing. You shall know the Emat, the truth. And that is the only thing that makes you free. He says, if you continue in my word, The words that he spoke unto them were not his words, but the words of the Abba. He said, you shall be my disciples ones, my disciples. Indeed, I like that part. We must continue in the path to be disciples indeed. And he said, once you become disciples indeed, then you shall know the Ivat, the power of Torah. And whom the power of the Torah makes free, you're free. And indeed, emphatically, you're free. And you're free to worship me. You're free to make joyful noises. You're free to lift your hands. He says this, let everything that have breath shabak. And these quiet whole houses that they said all stumble. They hear someone say hallelujah. They look at them like that is the most excellent of praises. Oh hallelujah way. Oh hallelujah way. Hallelujah way. Shabak way. Yeah, we shabak him. When Miriam, when Moshe came down, heard the news of Yah, she took the timbrel and the sisters, they began to dance before Almighty Yah. They began to dance before his presence. Because of this lethargicness and the corruption of your flesh, you can move. Hallelujah. Even the whorehouse commands that. You're not going to a ball game without getting in the spirit of the ball game. You must. And whether you want to be in that or not, as long as you're there, you're going to be a participant. Hallelujah. And Yah, the joyfulness of our ecstasy and gladness, our gila, of what he has done. You can't hold it back. You see, when he has not done anything from you, there's nothing that flows from you. But when he has done a mighty work for you, you can't hold it back. They said, shut your mouth, man. And the more they tried to compel him, the more he cried out, the Bilanam, son of Yah, I know you can. Man, hold your shoulder up. He said, no, sir. No, I cannot. For the healing power of Yah is in the midst. Now, the reason you're quiet like that, because in his presence is the fullness of his Yishimshah, his joy. And in the right hand of Yah, that their pleasures evermore. And so you're eating out of the hands of the enemy. When you eat out of the hands of Yah, when you have something that is pleasurable, does it not make you say, that sure is wonderful. I like that. It does. Hallelujah. I know it makes me say that. When I sense the strength of Yah in me, it does something that is unexpressionable. I can't express it in mere terms. I cannot. It simply makes me make a joyful sound unto him. And I shout unto my Abba for his mighty. Let me get back to the just of things. He said they will be given over unto doctrines of shawdam devils. But he says unto us, look now, they will be speaking lies in hypocrisy. Honest, because they speak lies and hypocrisy in this un-Torah government of their lev, in this ritual form that is not governed by the statutes of Yah, they will speak lies and hypocrisy. Why? Because having their conscience seared with a hot iron. It is one thing that in any process of culinary preparation, you want to sear the steak in order to keep the juices in. And once you sear it on both sides and let it sit for a while, then it maintains the juices. And that is what the doctrines of devils have done. They show them. They have seared the minds of the people. And they have kept this damnable trash in here. Let me show an example. What began to come to the knowledge of Almighty Yah? They began to hold on those damnable traditions that were passed down by mama, dad, and all. That their minds are seared to the profoundness of this revelation. And they never move beyond that little spectrum of where they are. And so they take that damnable trash and they try to incorporate it with God. You cannot incorporate light with darkness. You must tear the whole house down and let it be predicated upon the cornerstone, which is Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. Now, based upon your damnable complexion or the color of your skin, Well, I know my superlatives can be a little choice, but that's all right. It's in the book. Hallelujah. And I will not change one thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They give it over unto doctrines of demonic power. They speak lies in falsehood. They speak lies. But they are so untorah guided. They have no conscience of what they speak because their mind is seared. And those corrupt things are still there because their minds have been seared. Their minds are closed from the truth. I don't care if it's your grandpappy, your grandmammy, your mammy, your daddy, your son, your daughter. It makes no difference at all. Their conscience has been seared. And they cannot hear. And that is the mindset of Israel today. What is the doctrine of Shadim? Don't we see the example in scripture? When Shatan says unto Hamashiach, he took him up on the pinnacle and showed him not some, but all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. And he said unto him, he said, if you will bow down and declare that I am the Most High, then all of this will I give unto you. And not only this, but the power and the honor of it shall be delivered unto you. Joshua declared unto him, you vile thing of hell, for man, he said, man, for man, for man shall live by every word that proceed out of the bosom, and I am the word that proceed out of the bosom of Yah, I am it. He shall live by every dictate, every command that I speak unto him. He shall. And so when the doctors of Shadim, they feed this flesh, we see it in these snakes like T.D. the snake Jakes. He feeds them along. He guides them, the Benny, the pimping punk hen. That's what they are. They have been raised up by hell. And they have literally bowed down to the powers of darkness. They know them. They have a personal interaction with them. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. These creeping crap low dollars and the false grinning cat, full of folly. What's his name out there in Tulsa? Old Robertson and Richard and the other ones. The old grinning cat Olstein. You have it in what we call Judaism as well. No different at all. They deny the power of Torah. And say that the Talmud is the strength of Israel's assurance of life from hell. It is the testimony of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. And this is just a jackass generation that doesn't even know the master's grip. It's a dumb jackass. And that is what Israel is. She's a dumb whore. She's an ignorant prostitute. She sells herself to every kind of religious emotion and will not give herself totally unto you. We shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the bosom of Yah. That's how we live. And that's why we're unproductive. You can say what you want, you can be a hypocrite all you want to. If you truly do an introspective search of your own life, you will find trash there that you didn't even know was there. Hallelujah. And so I pray, and my prayer, Yah, raise up the mighty man. I can't even preach that message now because it will condemn us all. But every man thinks he's mighty though. Every man, he thinks he has something that is mighty. You understand? Raise up the mighty man, yeah. When he comes, I will stand by him. I will stand with him. Well, you're sure, you ignorant fool, Yah's going to still use man. As he used Shaul, as he used Timothy, as he used Obadiah, he's going to use a man. Spirit of hell want to reduce man, the power of man. That's why he gave him a distinct look that is totally different than the woman. His similitude is different. I like that. Sure it is. He made them in his image. And he pulled from man this image of Yah and man. He brought forth this beautiful thing called a woman. And she was his wife. Not some floozy woozy. You understand? Daughter, my brother, you must have a wife there. Hallelujah. You all get quiet and make sure different. Hallelujah. So then we began to speak. They speak lies and hypocrisy, Yahshua says. As Shaul speaks unto Shaul, having their conscience seared
with a hot iron. And let us speak doctrine forbidding to marriage. What whore, what pompous Jezebel does that more than any other one? Than the Catholic whorehouse. Hallelujah. Then you got these fools today that say that Yah intend for man to have this entourage of women. That's a lie from hell. He gave Adam a wife. And you can see in every situation whereby there was multiplicity of wives, there was a corruption and an evil that always came out of that. So you have the doctrines today that these lustful men there, they don't mind now. And they will pimp what they call wives like a pimp pimping a whore on the corner. And they will work for them. The man sits on his duff all day. The scripture tells us by the sweat of the man's brows, the living is earned. The wife to be a keeper, chaste, keep the home. Protect the Torah that the Avad has laid down. Now he sends her and pimps her to some strange dog of hell. Some pervert commanding his wife, abusing her, using her. That is not the will of Yah. It isn't. Brothers, you all may get upset, but it's still the truth. You that are listening, you may get upset. You understand, if I was a man that had a propensity for money, then certainly I would tell the men, put your wives to work. Instead of you sending 50, you will send 150. That's a lot more, isn't it? But that's not what Yah intended. Hallelujah. That's why the homes are dysfunctioning and broken to hell. Because there is no wife there. The children are going astray. Their minds are elusive because they're allowing the world to train them. From a child, they put them in daycare with some strange thing. And we are afraid to speak like this because we're afraid to offend. And we offend Yah all the time. And so we have these shamans stand before us. Bring in the dough, honey. No, sister, I tell you, submit to your man. Love him. Honor him. And man, I tell you to love her as Hamashiach. Love the assembly. With great fervorness. Commitment. Well, he fussed at me. Well, Hamashiach is going to fuss at us in this book, alright? Hallelujah. We have been indoctrinated with doctrines of demonic powers. It begins in the educational system. That's where it begins. And it indoctrinates us to defy Yah, to denigrate Him, to turn away from Him. And His principles are antiquated. They are neandic. They are not true today. What He says 1,000 years ago is applicable today. He doesn't change. He knows what it takes to produce the essence of His power in us. That we will be filled with the gladness of Yah. We'll be exceedingly glad with rejoicing. Husband, work, and wife, no time with the children, with each other. The homes are dismal. No great ecstasy of even joy and comradeship at all. That's not of Yahweh. It isn't. I don't take it back. It is not. He wants you, man. When you come out of the field that day, you will appreciate her beauty. You will appreciate her kindness and her tenderness. You can appreciate the soft stroke of her hands and see what she has done that day, the beauty of the house, the tabernacle of the house and the cleanliness. You will appreciate that. The course your hava to be greater intensified for her. Does Yah appreciate it when He comes down and find the house clean? He wants the house clean, doesn't it? He wants us in the house doing our thing. Doing His thing, not our thing, but His thing. Hallelujah. Our brothers and sisters, when the mind and the conscience become so seared with a hot iron, you will find that all of this corruption that ought to be eradicated or cast out by the Ruach, the Spirit of Yah, you will find it encased in your mind. And when the things of Yah spoken unto you that you disapprove of, you will regress back to that. You will say, well, I know He shared that, but... Well, I just believe that. You know, the scripture says that. Well, you have no understanding of scripture. The way you understand scripture is that the emunah of Yah come by hearing. And a man must be said of Yah, not some woman, but a man. A man. He visit man. He's mindful of man.
Well, Pastor Roberts, that reduced the sister down to nothing. No, it brings the sister to the place of her excellence because she helps that husband man to meet. To meet. Did you say that's right, my brother? Deacon? Toda. To meet the criteria of Yah. That's why Yah says when a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. Hallelujah. There are not too many things that give Yah favor. But when he finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. And he has favor of Yah. So the world has taught your daughters to be whores. To spread her legs and let it. That's what it's taught her. They pump a Jezebel like a Paris dog in this slut. Putrefied garbage what they are. And promotes a whore like that and your sons and your daughters, these punkish young boys, don't even know what a belt is for. Hallelujah. Retarded and twisted in their minds. And so a young girl doesn't even know what the image of a man is today. The home of dysfunction is she doesn't see a daddy that caresses the wife and loves her and tender with her. So she doesn't know what love is. Her perpetuity tells her that love is it's these forms of action. That's not love. That's corruption. So she doesn't understand. So she goes into a marriage with false illusions. That's not what a man finds a wife. He has set his affection on things that are above and not on things that are sensual. And when she comes, he will know. That's her. That's my wife. She will. Get quiet. Know that Yah is, he's working on you. Hallelujah. You can tell at a ball game when the favorite home team is losing, then the audience get quiet, doesn't it? So you're fighting a losing battle. But when the team is winning, go, Patrick, go, everyone. Sure it does. And the spirit permeates, doesn't it? Even though the children get foolish. They don't even know what they're doing. They get foolish. They look at the one next to them. They go, and go, Patrick, go. And they go do the same thing. Hallelujah. And so when you fight, you're losing battle, you get quiet. So that's why you don't have the armament to fight this battle. And you're not going to win. The conscience becomes seared with a hot iron. And these doctrines of Shaddim began to proceed forth. And they began to destroy the people. Now, Eyo, listen, brothers and sisters. We must have superb confidence in Yah. We cannot express a falsehood or this hypocrisy that we have an outward appearance, and I'm going to deal with all of that. And yet within we are full of every vile thing there is. And even in the midst of all of Eyob's persecution, the great trial Job Eyob he had, he declares this to us in Eyob 13:15. Job 13:15. And everybody quotes this, though he slay me, he said, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. He shall also be my Yahshua. Do you all hear that? For he shall be my Yahshua. He shall be my saving power. Not some grace. Not some Jezebel goddess. But he shall be my Yahshua. My savior. And not only shall he be my savior, Eyob says, he says, for a hypocrite, for a hanaf, for those that walk in falsehood, shall not come before him. Do you all understand that? When we are walking in hypocrisy, hanaf, you cannot even come before Yah. He said, those that have this false persona, they present this aura that they are sincere. They have all the appearance that they are devoted. But Yah said there's something that is hidden beyond the exterior appearance. He said there's something that is greater than that. At Eyob, he says, I know if I maintain what he was saying, not, his way was not corrupt. For he was a Sadiq man. He was a man that was righteous. He eschewed, he hated evil, and he feared Yah. That's why he could put him through the test. This damnable generation doesn't hate evil. He doesn't fear Yah. And despises him. He was a man that feared Yah. Don't let these fools fool you. And even when his rebellious, wicked children, they went to lay and play. Even he made oblations for them.
Hallelujah. Sure he did. He said, so he says, I will maintain my way, for I walk in the clear counsel of Yah. And I know that this is my way because I have been cultivated. This is the culture of Yahweh. So I will maintain, I will walk in the precepts, the concepts, I will walk in the statutes, the Torah. I will be governed by the way that he has laid in the inward part because I know it's written in me because I'm Israel. So I will maintain that. He said, because I know that no hypocrite, no man that is hanaf, no woman is going to even stand or come before him. No liar is going to tarry before Yah. No liar. And so they lie to us in falsehood. They lie to us and they know they're lying in hypocrisy. What a seared conscience. When one tells a lie and then they are so encased or ensnared by the falsehood of their lie, that is a corrupt conscience. The mind cannot produce life at all. That's why we must let the same mind that was in HaMashiach. It must be in us as well. Not this Negro mind, this white boy mind, the black boy mind. It must be the mind of Yahshua. Not a Jew's mind. I say it again, no such thing as a Jew. It must be a Yada, Yahuda, no Jew. No Jew. And those are the Jews, they practice what they call Talmud, religion. He called Israel. And their sin separated the house, the wickedness. Well, Pastor Robert said, don't you see Ephraim and Yahuda in you? You separate from a brother, you separate from a sister. Well, she said that, and I don't like that. Well, brother, I come to rebuke you. All right, brother. Well, brother, I didn't do that. That's the way we are. We see that separation all the time, don't we? Come on here, somebody. See, they're like hypocrites on me. Hallelujah. That's what we see. We see that all the time. So we see the separation. Sure we do. Hallelujah. He says, no hypocrite, no one that is a falsehood, no shaman at all. These shamans, they're not going into the presence of Almighty Yahweh because they do not maintain the way. There's a way that seems right, doesn't it? Unto some men. Oh, man. But that way leads to death. It caused the Torah to be destroyed. When Israel came out of Mizraim, they wanted to go their own way, didn't they? Man, we had garlic, we had this, we had that. Now you brought us out to destroy us, and they forgot about the mighty works of Yah. As he caused that sea to open, he caused Pharaoh and his champions to rise. He did not bring the weak warrior, he took his best. Because he knew that they would pursue them until the last man died. That's why they were all taken away. Their commitment unto Pharaoh was death. You see, we don't have that commitment unto HaMashiach because we have not allowed the impelling of the power of death to consume this flesh. We lift it up as the standard of Sadiq. It's a corrupt thing. And they pursued after them and they saw the mighty work of Yah. And how soon they forgot. We're not that way, are we? Parent does something for the child and they forget 2 days later. Hypocrites. Yah sustains you. He brings about a mighty bountiful blessing into your home. And that is his shalom. That you may have shafat. You have rest. And that shafat, I like the way that sounds too. Shafat. You have rest and then you get fat at the same time. I like that. Like fat. F-A-T. Shafat. S-A-W-F-A-T. Shafat. You get fat. You rest and you get enveloping the shawl of Yah, Yahshua. I don't need a prayer shawl, but Yahshua is my shawl, okay? Hallelujah. And then you get fat in Him. Just rest and get fat. That's all right by me. I have no problem with that. None whatsoever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So He said, I will maintain the ways that Yah has inbred it. He has nurtured in me. Because I know that for a hypocrite shall not come before Him. And we that are full of hypocrisy and falsehood, we can come before Him. What we see in our brothers and sisters, we see the power of Yah in them. And so we have nothing in our minds against them. That's why we can't come before them. Because we're full of lies and hypocrisy. So we don't know how to come before one another. That is the truth. cut them, yeah, until they say, help me. Though he slay me, I'm going to trust in him. And we need to be slayed. We need to be brought down, brothers and sisters. The stuff, the heart of flesh is deceitful. Above all things, it's desperately wicked. It deceives you to do wicked things, to think wickedly, to act wickedly. What is wicked? Who is the wicked one? Those that are criminals against Yah. Those that have that criminality in them. We go to the prison house and some of those men, they have a persona as though that they, yeah, I'm nice. And yet you can't see the criminality in them. The cunningness. The wickedness. And of course, I am bold and brazen enough just to look at them, let them know, you don't get by me, boy. The last one I went to down here in Salter's one, he looks at me. I don't feel what my can do to me. He's a big old baby, that's all he has. He simply had not dealt with a man. You think you're a man? Well, I have the Ru'ah behind me. And if I don't have that, then you're fools for sitting here. And Yah is the head of HaMashiach. And HaMashiach is the head of man. You understand? So then you're not under the right headship. So I would flee. You're not here. Run. Yah says that this hypocrisy will consume and cause the very conscience to be seared. That there is no guilt. There's no shame for sin today. This is a nation that has no shame. The daughters are raised today to defy the standards of Yah. The boys are raised to dishonor them. They express every kind of vile superlative there is to express the attributes of the women today. You find these boneheads, they call themselves Israelites, they take that same damnable principle of music and they play it the same way. It's a seductive, subliminal type of attraction to the mind, and it brings people down to the cold drum of hell. I don't believe in hell. I'll tell you what you'll find out. Don't believe in it. You can call it Sheol, Hinnon, all you want to. I call it in the English nice form. Hallelujah. HaMashiach says that there's a generation and a people. You shall know the people by their characteristics. And their characteristics will personify those that are led by deceit and they walk in falsehood and lies. And that is what religion is today. The pure way of Yahweh is just the path that leads unto Him. It is not a form of religion. It is a form of pure worship. And so what has happened within the context of that, you've had these little religious group forming. If you don't wear your yarmulke and this and all of that, they have the regala, but they don't have the pure power of the ruah in them. They're wonderful practitioners. But a man is led by the ruah. Let me tell you, I tell this to people that listens to me and those that come. Only though Yah says that every son of the sons of Yah, they are led by his ruah. So if a man listens to this broadcast or listens to this message, if they're not led by Yah, they're doing it on their own intuition that they're fools. So if you're led by Yah, you hear this man today, he intends to correct things in your life. And so they believe in their formalities and their formal of ritualism, which is boring as they come. Yah seeketh such to worship him in Ru'ah and the power of Torah and in Imad. Truth, you're free. Your mouth is liberated. You're free to extol him, to exalt him, to lift him up to the pinnacle of his excellence. And the more you call on that name, the sweeter it becomes. Yahweh. You understand the beauty and the wonder of Yahshua HaMashiach. Come on. Not no Pentecostal way, it's Yahweh's way. It's one thing that the Ruach of Yah does. Does it bring life? Then how do we set before Yah all dead without life? And he breathed a breath into man and he became a living being. Then him blows in them and they fall backwards into their sins. rebellious witchcraft. He go, and the whole place. Hallelujah. When Miriam Magdalene came to him, she fell down and kissed his feet.
So full of shit. I'm a wicked thing.
See, the wicked, they fall backwards. Those that are the seed of Yah, they're going to fall before him. Hallelujah. They're going to fall down prostrate. The wicked, they fall back. Billy Hinn goes, stand up. Everybody, stand up again. Boom, and they go, bam. Stand up again. Bam. You're all awful quiet. I'm a warrior in this army of Yahweh. I'm a warrior with the sword of Yahweh. I have the sword of the Ruach. I'm a warrior of Yah. I fight a battle to defend my Hamoshiach. I fight a battle to defend my Yahshua. There is no weapon in me that will destroy my Yahshua, for I stand to defend my Yahshua. So I lay down every bit of corruption in me to defend the Siddiqa of Yah. I expose every vile thing, everything that is corrupt. I cast down every high thought, every imagination that exalts itself against the standards, the statutes of Yah. I bring myself low that he may be exalted. Every word he says is pure. Not what I say, what he says is pure. And we trust in that. Every word of Yahweh is pure in his servants, the people of Yah. That's our refuge. We run into the comfort of his word. When he cuts us, he mollifies us. When he breaks us, he mends the bones. And he will not even break your bones. He'll break your will. He will break your spirit. He will break your desire. Todayah. But he will not break your bones. That's all right. Hallelujah. How about you say, you will know the character of this generation. I want to begin in Matthew here. Matthew 15. And the whole chapter of Matthew 15, read it all, because he deals with this Pharisaic, this religious-minded people. And this is a religious generation. They're so verbose. They love to boast in their what they perceive as knowledge. It's one thing that knowledge does, or the understanding of knowledge. Wisdom is the principal thing, isn't it? But you must get understanding of the wisdom. And so when a man has wisdom or knowledge of a thing, he has understanding. It produces things, doesn't it? You have all the knowledge in the world. It doesn't produce anything. It's vain. He says, Hamashiach says, you will see, because these are the patterns and the examples of what this falsehood or this spirit of hypocrisy will produce in the midst of Yisrael. You will see it and you will know it. So you examine yourself by the mirror that you see the reflection from the word and see if you're walking in this same kind of character. The word of Yah is for you, my friend. The husbandman must be the partaker. First, not secondarily. First, are you a husband man? Now, I know we think that because I preach it, it's just meant for me first. Do you not have a vineyard? When Hamashiach comes, he's coming for a little fruit of abundance. Come on, you hypocrites, come on here. He's coming for abundance. So what does a husband man do? He tends the vineyard, doesn't he? Is that what he does? You prune the trees, right? Ah, wonderful. You understand, we had the 10 garden four yesterday. I had Brother Nathan and Brother Joseph. So we went out there and took out the weeds. Some of those weeds are stubborn, boy. Some have had roots that big. But that's all right. We have a little hoe, and it gets down to the root. And we need to get to the root of the things that are in us. And that hoe gets down, and it pulls them out. I love to weed, because it's the metaphor for everything in our lives. You see all kinds of weeds. Well, you see some that are stubborn. You've never been stubborn, huh? You've never. Oh, no, sir. You've never done that. You've never been pompous, arrogant. Your haughtiness, your hubris. I'm somebody. You're nothing but a clump of filthy, stinking flesh. And it stinks, too. I don't believe that. If you get up here like me after a while, you will begin to perspire. And you'll begin to sense the odor, the foulness of your body. But those are weeds that are stubborn. We got that hoe that is sharp on the edge. And it gets down to the root. And they get stubborn. They don't want to come up. I say, that's all right. I got something for you. You cut them down to the root and nothing comes up. And the mighty S-U-N shines upon it. And they wither up. Nothing there. And that's what happens to us when the son of Sadiqa shines on us. We wither away. We just... See, when he didn't send forth the rain, the raining of his ru'ah, the water, we drink from that living well, then there's life and robustness in the plant, isn't it? You husbandman, it began to produce fruit. Hallelujah. But when there's a strange thing there and you have not uprooted it, that is going to overtake the plant. You must eradicate gardens of weeds. They will take every ounce of water. And they will proliferate like babies. The babies come. Well, the seeds began to spring. They drop. They want to root out everything. And that is what this flesh wants to do. Root out this consciousness of this mind of Almighty Yahweh. So what it does, the enemy sets tables that are filled with all kind of beautiful looking things that are aesthetic or aesthetic to the flesh. And they look wonderful to the flesh. But they produce death. It produces a hunger. Come on, brothers and sisters, look at the world today. Look at this nation. You can get every kind of delicacy you want, every kind of food you want. And it still doesn't satisfy the palate. You can eat until our bellies get huge as a rock. It still doesn't mean anything. We become grotesque, out of shape, and we can eat a table that's spread with dainties that unimaginable. It still doesn't satisfy even our flesh. We need the pure foods of Yah. We need the pure and living words. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, and you will cry like David, feed me. Feed me, Yah, until I want no more of this. The character of this generation that is led by the spirit of falsehood, Matitiyah 15 verse 7. Hamashiach declares, he says, you hypocrites, Hanif, you hypocrites. Well did Yeshayah, Isaiah, well did Yeshayah prophesy of you, saying, this people, they draw to me with their mouth. They draw near to me with their mouth. They draw nigh. They draw close with their mouths. This is a generation that think it's drawing close to Yah. He said, they honor me with their lips, but their love, the levim of this generation. He did not say it was close, but he says what? Far from me. He says, but in vain. It's emptiness in vain. They worship me. He tells us not to take his name in vain, does he not? He that does so will not be held guiltless. Do not ascribe the superlatives of the world to Yah. He is Yahweh alone.